Hey, folks, and welcome back to That's Austin, baby. Dollars, please, if they're a billion million. My name is Josh, and this is part two of the TABDPITABMRPG, created, of course, by the fabulous Kirby. Hello, Kirby.
Thank you. Hello.
We are joined once again by the world's co-host, Keaton.
Yeet!
We're joined by Hank.
Hey!
We're joined by Chelsea.
Hello.
And we're joined by Lauren.
Hi. It's me.
Lauren, you sound sad. Is something wrong?
I mean, I am sad about something, but I'm sure Josh will talk about it.
So, first of all, if you didn't listen to the last episode of this...
Go do that now. Yeah, turn this off.
You fucking idiot. Jeez. Go listen to that.
It has a linear plot line.
Yeah. Guys. Last time we started up the game, Kirby has designed a beautiful game for us as an intricate web of intrigue and passion. We created some beautiful pets for ourselves. We love these pets very much. Some of the other pets we're not so keen on. But at the end of the episode, you, the listener, were encouraged to vote on which pet you wanted to die. And that will happen again at the end of this episode. But, unfortunately, a pet has been killed. Now, Hank, your pet Hank's son was immune from the voting process.
Yet somehow... Wait. No, I'm just kidding.
We got so many write-in votes for Hank's son.
I knew it.
Someone showed up at my house to say Hank's son. That's crazy. But I'll do them in reverse order. So apparently, and I'm not on board with this, apparently the most popular pet with only 19% of the vote is Garrett.
Woo, Garrett!
Oh my gosh, Garrett! Everybody loves him so
If you haven't been following along, listeners, Josh does not like Garrett.
I'm not a fan.
I don't think he's given
It's an extension of his hate of himself.
Yeah.
It may be, because Garrett is probably based on me, I think. So.
Entirely based
exploring this throughout the bottle.
Wildly, the second most popular is the adorable Jelly Beans. That's my pet. It's a little kitty cat on wheels.
Aww.
In second place, 26% of the vote is Jibs. That's Keaton's pet.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
I would like to add an update. As we all know, Jibs in the last episode had his beautiful human legs cut off.
With those sexy, sexy feet.
So in our time between recordings, I have gone out to the store and I bought him a little red wagon.
What are you trying to rip off jelly beans here?
No. He just sits on the wagon and I pull him around.
All right. As long as he doesn't operate the wheels himself.
I'm liking Jibs a little bit more now.
But unfortunately, with 35% of the vote, Lauren's pet Denim Gun, who was a Denim Gun.
Such no more, no less.
So Kirby, what exactly happens?
Well, we're back in the tavern, and you guys are all getting ready to leave, and the pirate bear says,
So, what am I supposed to do with this thing?
And the camera pans over to the dead frog corpse, which has been sitting there for 4 nights. and the soul of this frog comes out and says,
"You all killed me! How dare you! I was supposed to be used for exposition!"
Wait a minute, all of us?
It was the fucking gun, and the gun deserves to be dead now.
As I would have said before you killed me, one of you will die each episode before you reach your destination. So I will have to take one of your lives myself.
And then she sucks the soul out of Denim Gun, which presumably has a soul.
Oh my god.
Wow. And then I say, kill me too. Kill me too. End my life, please. I want to pass on. I would love to pass on with my friend.
Hank's son is so jumping up and down also because that was his only friend.
Yeah, and both
I feel
of
so
the
bad
souls.
I assumed the frog was a man.
No,
surprise, surprise.
Yeah,
you know what happens when you assume? It makes an ass out of you.
Come on, man! Don't finish it. I know who's an ass.
And you know what?
Was that another horse joke? It's not a donkey. It's not a donkey.
That would be the second time I did it unintentionally. But both of the souls float through the roof and disappear, and the frog says, "Fuck you!"
Jesus.
And the little dandelion on the top of the frog's head turns like puffy white, like the dandelions when they're ready to bloom or whatever, and it like floats away on the wind.
Make a wish on this horse and this frog's corpse.
I like the did frog. It kill me too? I asked it to.
No.
Well, you're still speaking.
I could be a spirit ghost.
Yeah,
right
this could be this. I'm not looking where the voice is coming from. I'm browsing the menu, so I don't know.
If nobody
no, they don't
looks
serve
at
things
her,
at night.
We
here,
just
Josh.
Won't know.
Josh, they don't serve anything at night here.
Oh shit! Well, maybe for morning. Take a look at the breakfast menu.
All day breakfast, baby.
Ooh, I'm gonna get the eggs. All right, well, everyone wave like goodbye to Denim Gun's soul.
Bye,
bye Denim refuse. Gun.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's better, King.
Rest in peace.
And everyone wave goodbye, but don't look at Lauren or Lauren's soul.
Goodbye, the possible
so we
of
don't
Lauren.
Know.
Goodbye, hypothetical Lauren.
Bye, guys. I had so much fun. So much fun. I love
to
have
Lauren.
Fun.
Thank you for playing my game.
Oh, she did a reference. She referenced that poem.
So, all right. Kirby, are we ready to go with part two?
So the bartender says,
"Oh, by the way, your cart arrived a couple days ago. We just couldn't let you leave, so you can just go."
Wait, this guy was alive the whole time? I thought he got bit by a piss vampire.
Oh, I was just dehydrated. Just needed a drink from behind the bar.
Seems like you could have done that any time.
No.
What time is it right now?
I'm gonna go get in this carriage.
It's morning time, and you guys go outside.
Oh, hang on, no. Are you serving breakfast yet?
We don't serve anything here.
Well, have you got menus?
They're decorative.
This is fucking
this place.
Decorative menus.
Eggs in the back.
Well, we have horses in the back.
All right,
damn
let's
it.
Get out of here.
God damn it.
Fucking horse jokes. There's a horse out here. He has ears, guys.
And he's got nothing in the back anymore.
So you guys.
Fuck!
You guys go outside to see your wagon, and you see Hank's son sitting by the door with a little puddle of garlic cloves around him, and he's wiping little garlic clove tears off his face because he got locked outside for the night.
Good.
Oh goodness.
Baby. Is the
he
garlic...
He essentially drank our piss.
Yeah, what a creepy, creepy boy.
Hey, like, you wouldn't do the same in your situation. Word craving of yours.
Hank, you're a shit parent.
I'm not! I'm wiping
and a shit
little,
vampire.
His little garlic tears with little piece vampire. Of toasty bread.
Yeah.
Who came up with the shit vampire? I can only assume it was Brent.
It's gotta have been Brent.
He's that's something freak. Brent would do.
So, Hank, you're a bad parent and your son is a piece of shit. What next, Kirby?
So, are you guys gonna get on this buggy?
I'm down to get on the buggy.
Let's Shop buggy up.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Put the, horse in the back, please. With his wagon. We can tie him to the back of the buggy.
Usually it goes in the front, right?
No, it's being drawn by a different horse.
That's it doesn't have legs.
I guess
insensitive garbage.
The driver says,
"Hey, don't I know you guys?"
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You set off on your adventure.
Oh, wow.
He does look kind of familiar.
Chelsea, ask why who do you think he is?
I don't know, maybe just one of those faces.
Sir, how do you think you know us?
I used to be a taxi driver before
fuck.
I got this buggy.
Holy shit.
Wait a minute.
Eerily familiar voice.
Well, it's gotten a little bit different since I started smoking.
But is that a Las Vegas, New York accent?
No, it's a being spoken by a different person accent.
Okay.
I like it.
So you guys take a long, winding journey down this road, and it actually turned out to be not that long. You probably could have walked there in the time that you stayed at the
cool.
What a scam.
You get to your destination, and the guy drops you off and says,
Well, you guys will have to go the rest of the way from here. I'm not paying this toll, so
you gotta pay the toll.
And there is, in fact, a troll at the toll.
Oh shit!
A bridge troll.
Well,
and there's also
that's what they say.
A goblin
troll toll.
A robot. A Voltron of guard dogs.
What is there again? I can hear you.
What is it? What is a Voltron of guard dogs?
All right, you gotta listen to this podcast here.
There's a bridge troll, a goblin, a robot, and a Voltron of guard dogs guarding this toll booth for a bridge.
Oh, damn. This is the most people I've ever seen guarding a toll booth, by the way. Previously, it was zero.
The bridge goes over a river of tar, at which there's like little fairies floating around by it.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Go on. So this troll walks up and says, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey. Yeah, what's up?
Hello? You wanna get over my bridge?
What's that mean? What are you talking about?
I said yes, please.
No, hang on, Chelsea. I think this is a fuck thing.
Well, I hate when it's a fuck
thing. Absolutely, yes.
No, man, we don't want to get over your bridge, all right?
But we do need to cross the river.
Yeah, we need to cross the river.
Oh, well, I have a bridge for that.
Still sounds like a euphemism.
I can't help it. Just my crazy accent.
Just ask us the question in a way which doesn't sound like a euphemism, please.
Actually, I have a question about the bridge. When was it erected?
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
and you wonder why you're stuck
back in 1869, about.
Okay. What do we have to do to cross the bridge, bud?
Well, you're gonna have to pay the troll toll!
Oh, God.
Yeah, the troll toll!
Okay, so we don't have any money, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you guys have money?
No.
I've got some change.
Oh, no.
We don't take money here.
Could we pay?
Yeah, we do things a little differently.
Oh, God.
Wait, this guy sounds a lot like the cab driver.
No, we just have similar accents.
I come from you know him. Okay.
Yeah, he drives people down here all the time and refuses to pay the tax.
What do you? So you don't take money? What do you?
No, we take answers to riddles.
I fucking knew it.
Here we go.
So each of you will have to hold on. I'm gonna stop doing the voice for just a second. You're all gonna be answering some riddles, and obviously the person who gets the most correct will be the person who gets immunity, and the person who gets the least correct will be the person who has a consequence. All right, so I'll tell a riddle, then Gooby over here will tell a riddle, and then RoboKeep will tell a riddle, and then we'll just start over again.
Okay, sounds good.
Does that sound good?
No, yeah. Well, actually, it doesn't. It sounds really annoying and unnecessary, but I continue, I guess.
Don't be so negative, Josh. Well,
fair enough.
I mean, I've crossed a lot of bridges in my life, and there's never been this.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
Because Josh does
look,
a lot
I'm
of
just
fun.
Trying to help pay for my friends' tuitions. I just started up this little thing here. Aww. You're being real mean to me.
You just claimed this road and started up a toll thing?
I also, built it with my bare hands.
Also, what kind of school accepts riddles as tuition?
He's obviously market testing riddles for his own book of riddles.
Oh my God.
It's a wizard school.
Oh, he's a fucking comedian. Okay.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Give me a fucking riddle, baby.
All right, I'll start with my signature riddle. How far can you walk into a forest?
Fuck. This is going to be a lot of dead
air. Wait, can anyone answer? Or do we have to wait for Keaton to answer?
We'll go one by one, just so people struggle.
How far can you walk into a forest? Halfway.
That is correct. You get a point.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good job.
Good job, Keaton.
Good Thanks, job. Guys. Thank you.
So, I guess
we are
like,
and now it's
goobies.
Time for me to tell a riddle.
Is this Gooby?
Oh my God.
I'm Gooby.
Oh God.
Who wants to do my riddle?
I'll do Gooby's riddle.
Okay. In season 1, episode 1 of The Office, who started their first day at Dunder Mifflin Scranton?
Oh my fucking God.
Give me a rubbing office head.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Gooby's kind of a dick.
I should have picked Gooby.
I'm trying to think who would have been new on the first day.
The American version, by the way. The British version sucks ass.
Wow. Hey, that's right. Would it have been Ryan?
Is that your final answer?
I guess I'm going with Ryan.
That is correct. Oh, I'm impressed. Hey.
Good job, Hank.
Good job, okay. Hank.
This is trivia now. Thank you.
Hanky.
I am RoboKeet.
Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Who would like to answer my riddle?
I guess I will.
Sam had 8 marbles. He bought 5 more. How many marbles does he have now?
Wait a minute. Is this a trick question?
It's a riddle, Chelsea.
Don't no, it's a I riddle.
It is a riddle.
I think I know what's going on, though.
Yeah.
I think each person asks a different kind of question.
It sure seems that way.
That seems kind of racist, actually.
Oh my God. I really wish Jesus. I would have gotten the office question. Oh. Not the trick math question.
Well, now you know to go to Gooby.
I know. Fuck. Damn it.
8 plus 5 is really hard.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to say 13 and then you're going to be like, no, I meant I bought 5 more than I had bought last
You fucking
time.
Got it right. It's 13. It's not a trick question.
Yay! Oh boy.
Jesus.
Overthinking it there.
Wow, this RoboKeet guy fucking sucks.
I'm starting to dislike this guy. He's being mean to my friends here.
Okay.
Who do I get my riddle from?
That would be me.
Who's you?
Can't you read my name tag here?
No. I'm illiterate.
Oh, well, I'm not telling you if you can't read.
Is this the troll again?
Yeah, speaking of which, right. That's my riddle. What is my name?
Did he say his name?
No, but just guess, I guess. I don't know.
How's that a riddle?
This is
it should be easy. It's right on my name tag.
He's got to be Rumpelstiltskin.
Is your name Easy?
No.
What?
That's a stupid name.
You said it's really, Easy. It's really right on my name tag.
No, yeah. It's not. My name's Mitch.
That's the only.
It's Mitch. Oh fuck! What? Oh, the infamous Mitch.
Fuck you, Mitch.
I never thought we would come face to face.
Fuck off, Mitch.
Okay.
You guys are actually really mean.
You just
and you're
listen.
You're
you just
from
asked
the podcast. You fuck.
Sorry. You just asked these 3 people riddles with guessable answers, and then you asked.
So it's my bridge.
I hate.
Okay, it's my turn.
I want another. It's me again. I want another riddle.
Give me Gooby riddle. Wait, who gets
in
it?
Gooby, ask me a
riddle. Season 2, episode 12 of The Office.
Oh my God.
What is Michael's injury?
Oh, he burned his foot on a grill.
That's correct. You get
it.
All
right.
The George Foreman grill.
George Foreman girl. I forgot the name and I didn't want to risk it, so.
Yeah, sure, I'll give you a point for that.
Fuck it, fuck!
How many riddles do we have to answer to cross?
I don't know.
What sort of fucking operation is this?
This is our first time! Give us a break!
Oh, the first toll you've taken, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we just robbed all the other people.
Oh god.
Jesus Christ.
Good thing we very loudly said we didn't have any money.
That was good. That was a good choice.
I mentioned
it is
I
my
had
turn.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll answer a RoboKey question.
Shoot. I'm
Oh no! I'll ask you a question.
Oh shit.
Alright, sure.
And you're like that RoboKey.
Okay, Robo.
Give me a riddle.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
This robot is surprisingly versed in the ways of human emotion.
I should have asked.
All of my code is copy and pasted from Keith's Twitter.
Oh my shit. God. That's beautiful.
This is a toxic, toxic robot.
So does the robot have a point now?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Wait, what? The robot gets a point?
Sure.
Oh, yes, oh,
yay,
one
Robo
of the riddlers is beating me. I...
Can I answer a question now?
No, your turn is over.
Wait, I have a question. Hey, Mitch?
Yeah?
Do you by chance know the Riddler?
What the fuck?
He looks a lot like Jim Carrey.
Oh my god! This guy sounds awesome!
Yeah, well, okay, so you don't know him. Okay, that's just wondering.
Let me answer another riddle.
Okay.
Chelsea got skipped.
Is this just a free
What ball? Has 4 legs in the morning, 3 legs midday, and 2 legs in the evening?
That would be Keaton's pet, Jibs.
Oh, pretty close. The correct answer was my dog. We went a week or two without food, and we got desperate.
Oh, boy.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Look, we don't get many people out here. We gotta get crafty.
You fucking ate its legs first, though?
Did you kill it? Did you kill it first?
Yeah, you notice the Voltron of guard dogs is leaning slightly to one side.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
My turn!
Chelsea, you answer a riddle.
Oh, okay.
Who knows office trivia?
You got Gooby.
Oh,
yeah, I'm Gooby.
Give it to me, Gooby.
Give it
to me. God, yeah.
Give it to me, Gooby.
I'm getting kind of uncomfortable.
Don't be afraid.
Gooby, we want you to fuck us.
Gooby, come back.
In
Gooby,
season 3, episode 1 of The Office, what is Andy's nickname for Jim?
Big Tuna.
That's correct. You got it.
Thank you, Gooby.
I love how not only does Gooby only know office trivia, but it's not, like, super complicated office trivia either.
Oh, no, the questions get harder.
How many fucking questions are there?
Wait, can we strategize for 1 second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, waste time.
I'm not sure if there are any guidelines or rules at this point, but I think maybe we have to answer 3 of the riddles from Mitch correctly, because those are the only actual riddles.
Is that true?
Maybe that's the real riddle here.
Which means we can't let Josh answer any more from Mitch.
Well, to be honest, I don't think I'll get very far anyway.
Okay. It is Robot Keith's turn.
Oh, fuck.
5 hockey pucks and 3 hockey sticks cost $23. 5 hockey pucks and 1 hockey stick cost $20. How much does 1 hockey stick cost?
$1?
Bud, no.
No.
$1.50, Josh.
God, I mean,
good
Robo
guess,
Keith.
I guess.
Oh, it
is. Robo Keith sucks ass.
And Keith knows all the answers, so it makes sense.
Yeah, he's coded by me.
And
I mean,
you know
I
how to
do
use
it,
simple math.
Yeah,
really
I do. I've learned it on this podcast.
Keaton had sex with a computer.
All right. That is in my drafts still, so you're not allowed to just announce my drafts publicly.
I didn't think about it for long enough. I'm disappointed in myself.
All right.
We're all disappointed.
I didn't actually solve these riddles. I just stole them, so.
Jerry, Mitch the bitch, give me your riddle.
What the?
Damn, aggressive.
You guys. Oh, man.
What, Hank?
Do you know riddles?
So mean. What is black and white and red all over? All
right. There are 2 possible answers to this one. The traditional answer is a newspaper, and the other answer is a penguin or a panda in a blender.
That's pretty fucked up.
That's crass.
I was going to go with a sunburnt nun.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever do something that horrible to an animal.
Okay, so is it a newspaper?
Yeah, that's correct.
Sorry, Mitch, let me just stop you there, because you said I wouldn't do something that horrible to an animal. You've admitted to eating some of your pets live.
You didn't die.
Wow. Yeah, life is sacred, but not their legs. Clearly, as we've found out from many different people in this town.
This is a soft spot for Keaton.
Mitch, you are fucked up.
And we didn't even get to eat.
What? At least I'm not mean.
I'm 3 for 3, motherfuckers.
It's Gooby's turn again.
Untouchable. All right, who wants the office trivia?
I'll take Gooby.
All right, let's go. In season 3, episode 13 of The Office, what office supply chain has Dwight begun to work for?
Why do I keep thinking it's going to be different?
I don't get out much.
Can I jump in if I know it?
Yeah.
It's right? Staples.
Mitch? I specifically said that you can't do that, but fucking, okay.
That's what I
you know what, fine.
Anyway. Chelsea allowed me to do it. And I'll be honest, Mitch, I don't need the fucking points here.
I don't really like you very much.
Oh my god. Can I do Robo Keith's riddle again? Because I want to get maths right this time. I feel bad about last time.
All right, let's
do your maths.
Bitch.
Thanks.
An airplane flies against the wind from A to B in 8 hours. The same airplane returns from B to A in the same direction as the wind in 7 hours. Find the ratio of the speed of the airplane to the speed of the wind.
What the
holy
fuck?
Fucking shit.
Oh my god. You wanted your mask, baby.
These Riddlers want Josh off the fucking podcast.
The wind is...
incredible.
Fucking...
The resistance of the wind adds 1 hour.
It's to 1 trip. To 7, right?
It's 42.
The answer is Chelsea. 15. How's actually, Chelsea, that's the answer to another riddle, so I'm giving you a point.
Yay!
Oh my god!
How was the answer 15?
Yeah, that's not
that's
a
the ratio of the speed of the airplane.
That's not
to the speed
a ratio.
That's a nu- that's
yes, it is. 15/1.
So, well, you said
Robokeet knows what he's talking about. Clearly,
Robokeet's a cuck.
I hate Robokeet. So- I know. I hate all of these people so much.
I know this because I'm a cuck, and naturally, the robot version of me would also be a cuck.
Mm-hmm. Takes one to know one.
Right.
Takes yeah. one to cuck one.
It's 15/1 because how do we get? How do you get to that?
I'll let you in a secret. I literally just said I didn't do any of these. I don't know.
I just googled them.
Give me the fucking point!
I need to just Google these. Really.
Why does Josh think he deserves a point?
Yeah, even, I don't know. Even if I'm not right, I deserve a point for how much I'm being fucked
entitled.
Over.
Oh my god.
I'll think about it.
I deserve a point for emotional compensation.
You got the point for staples, right?
Oh my god. Jelly beans roll up in my lap and give daddy some comfort.
Aww.
The way
right.
Garrett, come here, baby.
No, jelly beans is not sucking me off. Let's just say that right here now.
I don't know, Josh. It seems like a lot of different things are sucking you off these days.
Oh my god.
Your doctor.
I cradled Hank's son closer to me during this conversation.
I had another riddle, but you guys already answered it. So
what is the answer to the life, universe, and everything?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you run out of room?
Yeah.
No, I still have some. Gooby okay. has some.
Gooby booby.
Who wants Gooby to go has, from Gooby?
Gooby has as many riddles as there are in office episodes.
Gooby. Oh my god.
Yeah, one for each episode.
God.
In season 4, episode 1 of The Office, Jesus. Dwight Mercy kills Angela's cat. Mm-hmm. Name that cat.
Sprinkles.
That's correct. You got it. You're really good at this.
Oh my god. Chelsea, how many points Gooby. Do you have?
A lot.
Chelsea has 4 points and Keaton Fuck. Has 3.
Give me the Robokeet question.
What's what me and Hank on?
Josh has 1 point. I have 1 point. Keaton has 3 points. Hank has 1 point. Chelsea has 4 points.
Oops. How did that happen?
Chelsea, give me some of your points.
Okay. You can have one.
Oh, thank you.
What?
I love you.
Okay, oh, actually, you I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
All right. I've adjusted the score.
All right.
You I guys feel like are I never should, getting through this
I
fucking gate.
Robokeet, let's one, get this but... motherfucking bread.
All right. 2 large and 1 small pumps can fill a swimming pool in 4 hours. 1 large and 3 small pumps can also fill the same swimming pool in 4 hours. How long will it take 4 large and 4 small pumps to fill the swimming pool?
It's okay, so wait, sexual.
Wait. Okay. Give me a minute. Give me just a sec. I gotta get a piece of paper. We're gonna write this out. I'm gonna solve this fucking riddle.
Pump it out.
All right. No pumps.
Hang on. I get it.
Yeah. Go through it
like
again.
The riddle.
Yeah.
2 large and 1 small. Does it in how long?
4 hours. 1 large and 3 small pumps can also fill the same swimming pool in 4 hours.
And then the question is, how long does it take 4 and 4?
Yes.
4 large, 4 small. Okay. So, I have no fucking clue how to do
what
this.
What the fuck?
Wait. 2 large, 1 small.
Think back to rates of change.
Oh my god.
Ew. Buddy, I haven't taken a math class in 3 years.
Yeah, that's why I was really excited for you to take my question.
Yeah, 3 years.
Oh, I've been working
really
out for
3 hours
again.
All right, wait.
Welcome to Keaton Cast, where Keaton tries to answer one problem.
Is it a whole number of hours?
No.
Motherfucker! I was just going to throw out a guess, but...
Well, it's going to be a lot smaller, wouldn't it be?
I want to say it's about half the time, but...
That's pretty close.
I was going to say about 2 hours, give or take a half hour.
Yeah, that's pretty close. You want to narrow down that answer?
Give or take 15 minutes, about 2 hours.
No, I mean, that's like just as far almost.
Let's call it an hour and a half.
Okay, that's pretty close. I'll give it to you. It's an hour and 40 minutes.
Yay! RoboKey has a soft spot for Keaton, I think.
Oh my god.
Clearly.
He is my dad.
What? Who's the mother?
I don't know.
I have one question left if you guys want.
Hang on.
Just a
quick question.
I have one point.
Is the mother one of those Chinese sperm bag robots?
Okay, you caught me. It took my DNA, it turned it into code, and it made it ask riddles.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second, it took your DMV?
No.
Gooby has a riddle.
Hit me, Gooby. Gooby.
Wait, Josh needs the points.
I have one point.
Hank needs the points.
Okay, who's taking Gooby's question?
Me and Hank.
We'll fight to the
tag team.
Alright, whoever gets it first. In season 4, episode 9 of The Office, how many vasectomies does Michael claim to have had?
7?
I'm gonna say 3.
Josh gets the point.
Yes.
Snip, snap.
Okay, so here's the final tally. Hank and RoboKeet tied for last.
Yeah.
Chelsea and Josh tied for second place. And Keaton won with 4 points.
Oh, my God.
Chelsea, you threw this game, bud.
Good job, Keaton.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Good job, Keaton.
You earned it with that math question. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
So, Hank, since you got last place...
Oh, God.
Biggest portion of the bill from you. But I didn't mention this earlier, but there is more to it than just riddle answers, because that's not going to get everyone to wizard school. So, your little guy there, walk over and talk to our financial guy, Honey Muffin.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no.
Wait, Hank's son?
You cannot send my son into the Briar Patch. Can I sacrifice myself in place of the boy?
Nope.
Jesus
Honey Muffin.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. They're inside that toll booth thing. You can't see him through the windows, but you can see his glowing red eyes through the shutters.
Okay, yeah, just glowing red eyes are rarely threatening. You should be fine.
So dangerous and wrong. And I know I have to, but I'm not happy about this.
Hey, Honey Muffin is coming in right now.
Hey, you just son, hear a loud, boy. Like a loud hum, like.
Are they tatting up my boy?
They tattoo a face on him.
Oh my god!
Upon him.
Oh shit.
Door shuts, you hear a clattering and a clang, the door opens, and a little slice of radish falls out the door.
Oh, God!
He walks out, and he has a big old grin on his face.
Are you okay?
This is super sadistic.
Son?
It's just...
Did it hurt?
What just happened?
He can't hear you or
smell
you.
Actually, he can't speak now, because he's got a mouth, and he just goes... Hey, Hank!
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
How did he get more terrified?
He's so cute.
I'm just gonna kidding. Love you, son.
It doesn't have to talk if you don't want to.
Shut up, baby boy.
By the way, let's quickly spend a little bit of time with our pets, because I feel like we've kind of neglected them a little bit.
Good, after mine's been tortured.
I've been sitting on mine's lap the whole time.
Aww. Mine got his legs cut off, Hank. Yours got a mouth.
Mine looks weird now, and I'm not used to it.
Can I?
It looked weird before.
Oh,
does anyone want to eat some of my boy's mouth?
Hey, I was gonna ask. Can I have that sweater?
No, that's ours. That's our payment. Stay away.
Oh, okay.
I have been trying to.
Chelsea's
eat that
been
thing.
Trying to eat this radish this whole time.
You're exactly right. I really want that radish.
Guys. Does anyone have any questions for me about little jelly beans?
Yeah, how's he doing? Piss?
How's he feeling?
Okay, I'll answer Hank's question first. He's not going to piss. He didn't do that. Chelsea and Keaton, he's doing good. You know, he's having a nice time. And he's learning...
A mice time?
Or he wishes he was having a mice time, the little bugger. But he's learning some new tricks on his wheels.
Oh, I have a question about the wheels. Are they, like, attached at the joint of, like, his shoulders, like it's he's a little car, or are they attached, like, the at the bottom of his feet? Or, like, where his feet would be, like, he's a little, like, roller skating
man. Yeah, they replaced the whole leg.
Ooh.
That's okay,
worse.
Okay, wait, wait.
That's
I have a question. Do they have tires on them, or are they, like, skateboard wheels?
They're, like, bicycle wheels.
What?
That's super weird.
Are they?
That's the worst answer.
I was picturing two little roller skates.
How?
They're, like, small bicycle wheels.
They have spokes?
In inches. How?
They're about the diameter of a grapefruit.
Ooh,
wait, I have another question. Wait, I have another question.
Small your bike tires normally are?
Yeah, I'm the...
Oh, no, no.
Kirby, did you not notice? I'm the puppet from Saw.
They're like the back bike tire of a really old-fashioned bike with, you know, the big wheel.
I know what you're talking about.
Kirby, did you never wonder why I asked if you wanted to play a game?
Hey, Josh.
Oh, my God.
Josh, I have another question. Yep. Shoham?
Shoham!
Listen.
Shoham on the pod, Josh. Shoham.
Do not show Jelly Beans any ham, because he's going to get real hungry. He's going to get a rumbly little tummy.
It has nothing to do with Jelly Beans. Joshua,
we're
show your
gonna
ham.
We're all going to get hungry if you show ham, Josh. Hank's son has a mouth now if anyone has questions for him.
No.
Yeah, I refuse.
No.
I will.
Oh.
I'm anti-Hank's son.
Okay. Hank's son, can I eat your, just like a cutout, maybe like some more features so that I can eat those?
He's tearing a hunk of his head out and handing it to you.
Oh my gosh.
A hunk from Hank.
That is really generous.
Hank is a hunk.
Thank you. This is
You're
delicious.
Welcome.
And he's flipping Josh and Keaton the bird simultaneously now.
You tell him.
Speaking of flipping the bird, can Garrett do any flips?
Yeah, could I get a chunk of Garrett's head?
My God, don't you dare. He
tastes like chicken?
He's very sensitive.
Oh, so you can do it to the radish boy, but we can't eat your sweet bird?
It's fucked up, Chelsea.
We should eat plants and not people.
There's a double standard.
So Hank's son isn't a person?
Yeah, he's mostly
Jesus
plant.
Christ.
I'm sorry, but Hank's son is a radish.
Jelly Beans doesn't know about prejudice, and he's so confused right now. He's looking up at me, and he's saying, what's wrong with the world? I thought things were nice.
His eyes are tearing up.
Boy.
You are shattering his innocence.
Poor JB.
Poor
like
JB.
Having two buttholes
Poor
in
JB.
Man.
I have a question for JB.
What up, JB?
My boy JB.
Jeremy loves that, by the way.
He likes the attention.
He's purring away.
JB.
Does this mean Gary's getting jealous? Because Jelly Beans is getting attention.
Does anyone Seems have like any a... questions for Garrett?
Garrett, what's up, my man? And I hold up my hand to high five.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa! Does Garrett speak?
Of course he does.
Oh my
I
God.
I just never spoke to him before.
Oh, now I feel bad.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
I love his voice. He's so
really
nice.
Nice.
He's so kind.
He's really nice.
You know what? Chelsea,
Garrett is quickly becoming my favorite character.
Since Aww. You gave me that point, Chelsea, I'm going to make friends with Garrett.
Thank you. You don't have to if you don't want to. No,
you know, it's, force you, know you did something nice for me, and I want to embrace Garrett as much as I can.
Oh, okay. Well, have a little hug.
Hey, Garrett, what's up, man?
Ooh, hello. It's nice to befriend you.
Yeah, nice to be friends with you as well. You met Jelly Beans?
Oh, hello, little guy.
Yeah, just
mind if I pet the little fella?
Yeah, pick him up, throw him around, do what you want. It's
Is Garrett gonna eat jelly beans?
I'd never hurt a little guy.
No. By the way, I just decided it's canon that Jelly Beans only eats jelly beans.
I follows.
Of course.
And he only shits? Like, it can't be a good combination.
He shits golden jelly beans.
Oh, and you couldn't just pay the troll toll?
Really
no, because like
point.
I said, he hasn't had anything to eat. He's hungry.
You don't carry around food for jelly beans?
We gotta find a restaurant that serves food.
Yeah, we spent 4 days at a tavern that didn't serve anything. So,
oh, we sell food.
Oh my god, do you sell jelly beans?
What's a jelly bean?
What's a jelly bean?
So close, but so far, the journey continues.
Oh my god, we gotta get jelly beans.
We sell kale shakes.
Oh, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
I'll have one.
If we're all done with our toll, might we pass, please?
Just one kale shake for me.
Yeah, the Voltron of guard dogs that was guarding the bridge has long since run off and started chasing his tails.
Aww. That's cute.
He's missing a lot of legs, though.
Yeah, just two.
All right, let's get on our way. Let's get on this bridge, baby. Let's all cross right. That bridge, if you know what I'm saying.
Come on, Garrett. Come along.
We'll cross that bridge when we come on it.
Hank's son is just glaring at the fucking extortionist of the bridge.
Wait, which one?
All of them. He's rotating his head around.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have eyes.
I give Gooby a hug goodbye before
we... Oh, my God.
The robot waves.
Gooby.
Everyone else flips you off.
Jesus.
Garrett, give Gooby a hug.
It's customary in goblin/troll culture.
So, folks, and this means, since Keaton won the riddles, well done, Keaton, by the way.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It means that Jibs is now immune from elimination.
Yeah, elimination. Good word.
Jibs has been immunized.
Do not vaccinate my child without my permission.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Jibs.
You should have voted about when you had the chance.
Which means, folks, when you hear this episode, same as yesterday, there's going to be a poll below the link on Twitter. You're going to have to vote if you want to kill Jelly Beans, if you want to kill Garrett, or if you want to kill Hank's son.
Oh my gosh.
It seems like an easy choice to me, if we're being honest. Wow. Just by intonation.
Yeah, and no one's going to kill Jelly Beans. Come on, we should just give it to the little guy now.
Honestly, like, okay, I know Jelly Beans isn't real, but I love Jelly Beans so much.
Me too.
Holy fuck, right?
You're super attached to it since
the first episode.
Folks, thanks for joining us once again. Go vote on the poll if you want Jelly Beans to die, if you want Garrett to die, if you want Hank's son to die. Kirby, once again, thank you so much for orchestrating this.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kirby.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow, everyone.
Gooby.
Long live Garrett. Okay.
So this is the after show. It's just me, Hank, and Chelsea here, and all of our pets are up for elimination. We all love our pets very much. So do we all just want to take 30 seconds to appeal to the listeners to not vote for our pets?
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I will, I guess.
Okay.
I just think Garrett's really sensitive and... He wasn't sure he wanted to compete in this because competition's not really his thing. He just wants everyone to have a good time. But I talked him into it because I thought it'd be good for him. So please don't vote him off yet. At least let's let him hang in there a little while. Give him a little time. That's all. Thank you. I love you.
Well done, Chelsea.
With Garrett.
Folks, I don't want you to vote for Jelly Beans because I gotta be honest, I have grown emotionally attached to Jelly Beans over the last 2 days. And I know you might be thinking it'd be entertaining if I get upset about Jelly Beans dying, but what would be more entertaining is another episode of Jelly Beans antics, because I promise you, next episode, Jelly Beans is going to do some real cute. You're really going to love what Jelly Beans has got in store next. So thanks very much, and please don't vote for Jelly Beans.
Folks, I could appeal to you as a father of a young boy who's already been horrendously maimed by this competition, but I'm not going to use emotional appeals like that. I want you to think about what Hank's son has brought to this podcast. Chaos, haunting facelessness, holding a gun, giving his chunks of his head to competitors for unknown motives and reasons. I can't plumb the depths of his mind any more than you can, and I'm just as excited to see what my little baby boy, who I will sob over should he perish, is gonna do next. I've been Hank.
Boy.
Well said.
Guys, best of luck to both of you.
Thank you. Also, Jelly Beans is racist.